Today, investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board, reporting on that crash that killed 8 people last year outside Philadelphia, said the engineer may have been distracted by a radio call about another train that had been hit by a rock when he lost control going into a curve. It's a story that we're going to be following today.
And it is primary day today here in Oregon. It's also primary day in Kentucky. And according to the Oregon Secretary of State, Oregonians are on track to cast more than 1 million votes in this primary. Jeff Mapes is senior political reporter for Here and Now contributor, Oregon Public Broadcasting. Our host's here in Portland. He's with me in the studio. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, there has been very little polling on the Democratic side here, but what's expected?
Well, you know, the conventional wisdom in both the Clinton and Sanders camps was that he had the upper hand in the state. You know, Hillary Clinton didn't even schedule a visit here.
Right, her husband Bill Clinton.
Yeah, although Bill Clinton did campaign here. Well, and then we commissioned a poll last week that surprised us all by showing her with a lead. And while, as you say, the Democrats are the demographics of the state favors Sanders, his problem may be that a lot of his supporters simply aren't registered as Democrats. And Oregon is one of a minority of states that won't let unaffiliated voters participate in the presidential primary.
Which is not something that is going to be greeted as good news in the Bernie Sanders campaign. You talked to Sanders yesterday. He talked about getting voters to the polls. Here he is.
If voter turnout is low, I suspect we'll probably lose. If voter turnout is high, I think we'll win.
What does voter turnout look like? Because we know in this state, because so many people vote by mail. This is a vote by mail state.
That's right. And it does increase the turnout. And so far, Democratic turnout is looking pretty good. I don't think it's going to get to the record turnout we had in 2008 when, once again, it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And 75% of the registered Democrats in the state voted. I mean, numbers you see very rarely, certainly in primaries. But it does look like it's going to be pretty high. So that's going to be a very fun race to watch tonight.
And Barack Obama, by the way, won the Oregon primary back in 2008. If Oregon Democrats do indeed vote for Sanders, and obviously many of them will, so even if he doesn't win, he's going to get a lot of votes in this state. Are those people likely to vote for Hillary Clinton if she's the nominee in the fall, or are there concerns that they won't?
Yeah, there are indeed concerns. And I mean, right now, the worry for Clinton is that each additional loss keeps Sanders in the news, keeps her from solely turning her attention to the general election. You know, you can see that she's looking for the day when Sanders will be rallying his troops behind her. But at this point, he's telling him he still sees a path to victory if he can do well in Oregon, Kentucky, and the remaining 6 primaries. On the other hand, Trump does say he'll do everything he can to keep Trump Sanders does everything he can to keep Trump from becoming president. So there are some signs that he'll help her in the fall.
What does the fact that this is a vote-by-mail state, and this is something that's been going on in Oregon since the year 2000, what does that do to a primary like this or state politics?
Well, what it means is we sort of have a 2-week election day. You know, one political consultant one time told me it's kind of like Groundhog Day. You get up every day for 2 weeks and do the same get-out-the-vote activities you used to do on election day. And so we have very sophisticated turnout operations in this state. You know, knocking on people's doors, making phone calls. We have the unions kind of have a umbrella political organization that also includes groups ranging from the Oregon League of Conservation Voters to the state's main gay rights group. And they really have powerful turnout machinery that I think has helped make this state more democratic.
Aside from the presidential votes that are being cast today, what about down ballot? Anything interesting here in Oregon today?
Yeah, you know, we do have what you might call a bonus race for governor. Democratic Governor John Kitzhaber resigned about 15 months ago. There was a controversy involving his fiancée's contracting business. Secretary of State Kate Brown became the governor. And now she has to run to serve the last 2 years of his term. So we're having a race in a year when we don't normally. You have 2 main Republicans in the race, Salem Dr. Bud Pierce and businessman Alan Alley running against her. And, you know, this is a tough road for Republicans in the state. There has not been a Republican elected governor since 1982, second longest streak in the country for Democrats. And but they've been preaching, you know, that the Kitzhaber resignation shows that, you know, one party rule kind of becomes corrupt and you need to make a change. And they're also sort of ever so delicately trying to separate themselves from Trump, you know, in this presidential
year.
Well,
speaking of Trump, I just have one more question for you, which is this going to be a state – and we've asked other experts about this as well – is this going to be a state that is in play in the fall? Is there any chance of that?
Well, sure. There's always a chance because he is so non-traditional. I mean, he can't do any worse than the last two Republican nominees in this state. And when Trump was here for a rally in Eugene last week, I mean, he made some noises about, you know, particularly appealing to voters in the rural areas where they've had tough economic times. But that said, this is going to be a pretty tough state for him.
Jeff Mapes, Oregon's senior political reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
You're welcome.